Well, let's go to New Jersey right now. With us today is Christine Serrano Glasner, and she is now the mayor of the Medham town in New Jersey, and she's going to run for the U.S. Senate seat against the old Menendez seat. And Christine Serrano Glasner, how are you today?
I'm great, John. Thanks so much for having me on, and I am excited to talk about this race, because we are running fast and we are running hard, and it's time that Bob Menendez is retired from this seat. And it's time that we turn it into a Republican seat, because, you know, this has been a Democrat seat since 1972. And I think the voters in New Jersey are ready for me, Christine Serrano Glasner, as the candidate. And I bring the experience, I bring the know-how, and I have a reputation as mayor and as a senior VP from New York State Economic Development, and as a regional advocate for the SBA for delivering, and for delivering for our residents. And that's what I'm going to do.
And so the primary is on June 4th, and you have how many other people are running?
So on the Republican side, it was me and nine men, and now it's down to me and four men, and I am the Trump candidate. I have been working hard and making sure that people know that we cannot withstand another 4 years of this Biden administration. It is crippling working folks, families, working families, senior citizens, and even our young people who are of age and want to buy homes. With these interest rates, they can't even afford to buy homes. So I am the candidate. I'm the most qualified. I'm the one who has actual executive level government experience. I'm the Republican candidate. You've got another one in there that is really, you know, a Democrat in Republican clothes. And then you've got a couple of others that are perennial candidates. One that was running for the president up until the first 2 weeks of January. So this is it. We've been doing this since, oh gosh, this past summer. And we are really serious about taking this seat. And I don't know if you know, John, but a poll came out recently showing that if Bob Menendez runs as an independent and he says he's going to do that, then I'm 5 points, just 5 points below Andy Kim. And I know that we can do this. We can take this seat and we can have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate. This is a sleeper race of 2024.
Understood. And what do you think, if you were in the Senate, how would you vote on Ukraine? How would you vote on Israel?
Well, we know that Israel is our partner, and it's extremely important, more than just our strategic partner against Iran. It's extremely important that we make sure that we continue to support and show our partner strength. But it's the same thing with Ukraine. And the challenge with the Ukraine is there's no end to this. And our fellow UN nations, they're not ponying up their share. They need to contribute more than they've been contributing. They've got 90% of the vulnerability, and they've only been putting up 10%. So we need to see that, and we need to see a plan. We know that we need to keep Putin at bay, but we need to know how long is this going to go on for, and what's the exit strategy. And that's the problem with the Biden administration. There's never a plan. So I'm definitely in favor of making sure that we support the folks out there, our allies. But we need to know how long this is going to go on for, because we must protect our own border. And it is critical that we start putting money into this country right here and make sure that we're keeping the criminals out.
Well, keep us up to date. You're running for, and we got another month or so to go, over a month and a half. Keep us up to date, and we'll have you on again, and let us know what's going on in New Jersey.
That would be great. Can I get my website in there real fast?
It's yes,
Christine4NJ.com. Christine4NJ.com. That's Christine with a CH. Please come visit us. We need your support, and we're going to do this.
Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.